cliffcentral.com.
Sean Sanders is the co-founder and the boss at Revix, and we've spoken to Sean pretty much every week of this year in the ups and downs of crypto. There's so much exciting shit going on here. So I just want to get straight to the point. Decentralized finance. So a lot of people have been asking questions, Sean. And Revix, you guys offer all kinds of diversified portfolios of the world's top cryptocurrencies. So you're already helping us to diversify, but decentralized finance is the way of the future. We've spoken about this so many times already. There's still questions, though. Somebody sent me a question to say, Sean, can you just explain to those of us who are brand new to this, what is decentralized finance?
Yeah. So decentralized finance is, I mean, you heard this term, they'll say it's the future of finance. But really what it's referring to is finance applications that are built on top of blockchains. So kind of a broader picture here. If you look at the way that the current system works, you've got a broker, you've got a bank, you've got an insurance company, you've got all these different players which act as standalone entities, and you engage with that company and, you know, they manage your funds and everything and everything. So that's the way that the world's always worked. Now, decentralized finance is essentially taking that entire institution, that insurance firm, that bank, that brokerage firm, and making it into an application. And these applications are called, in blockchain terms, decentralized applications, because they sit on top of blockchains. And what this means is, instead of you going to the bank to say, hey, I would like a loan, you know, I want to buy a house, I want to buy a car, whatever the story may be, you could potentially go to an application that connects you with a variety of different lenders around the world, and you would be able to then borrow money from them. And that's this.
Why would we do this? Just explain to me why this is an advantage and why this is the future.
So, yeah, I think if you drive into Sandton, I mean, you can drive into any major city, you see those really big, shiny buildings, and they generally have banking logos on them. Now, the reason that those buildings exist is because they've got a lot of money, and they've got that money from you, right? Financial intermediaries love to pull money out of the system, right? So, I don't know, go make an international SWIFT payment, right? Go pay some person that's sitting in another country. You pay 500 Rand for a 2,000 Rand payment. Like, what on earth are you paying for? The paperwork as well, which is absolutely ridiculous. So, I mean, people don't like banks. Like, this is the truth. So now imagine a banking system, because decentralized finance, and the decentralized part really just means that it's running peer-to-peer on a blockchain network. The exciting part about this is that all of a sudden finance, and I'm a finance geek, so this is the thing that gets me the most excited, is that this is automated finance. So it's not the finance we know today where it's, oh, I want to take out a mortgage, I go to a bank, I apply to a bunch of different providers. It's no, you can actually do this all in real time online. And based on game theory, really, and behavioral incentives for different parties, you're able to essentially do exactly what you're doing in the current financial world, but just through this decentralized means. So DeFi, I mean, has grown from being worth a couple million dollars just over 18 months ago to now being worth $100 billion. There's probably no faster growth in anything that I can imagine over the space of time. So that's sort of the potential that people are seeing in this. I mean, at Revix, we're sitting here like going, well, how can we get our customers exposure to these DeFi protocols, or the growth in this DeFi space? And what we did is we launched Uniswap this last week.
What is Uniswap? Tell us about that.
Yes. Okay. Again, going back to this analogy of looking at traditional institutions and then comparing it to something crypto related. So you've got the JSE. JSE was beset by quite a few interesting negative developments over the last while, where they halted trading and a whole bunch of other things. But if you imagine the JSE, the New York Stock Exchange, the London Stock Exchange, you name it, these different exchanges are central intermediaries, right? You literally come as a buyer with stocks, and you look to, or you come with a buyer with money, you look to buy stocks from another participant. They provide that electronic trading venue, and they manage all of that. Now, Uniswap is essentially taking exactly that same concept and putting it as a program on the blockchain, and they've put it on the Ethereum blockchain. And what that means is that you come along to Uniswap, you decide, well, listen, I want to sell some Bitcoin, and I would like to sell that to, I don't know, some Ethereum or some other token. And you can do that without absolutely any central party involved. You're dealing with an application that is handling these transactions.
And is Uniswap actually a cryptocurrency itself?
Yeah, so Uniswap created a cryptocurrency called Uni, because you need to have network participants that kind of govern the way that Uniswap works. So essentially, anybody that owns a Uniswap token is a kind of voting shareholder in the actual protocol. So let's say you need to do an upgrade. You need people to be able to vote and say, listen, you know, let's upgrade the exchange, or let's introduce this new cryptocurrency. Let's do all these different bits and pieces. And what's really cool about this is that anyone that owns Uniswap, the token's ticker is UNI, you are then able to make a decision. You're able to make a vote and say, listen, that this upgrade should happen or it shouldn't happen.
Excellent. All right. I love this because this is getting into the nuts and bolts of the stuff. And now you're actually able to buy a currency that you can use, as you put it, like an app instead of a stock exchange. And you can see the immediate application of something like this. So for many people, because you hear about these kind of 10x returns and these 20x returns on these new cryptocurrencies, and Uni's been around a while. It's not brand new. But you guys are launching Uni on Revix, right?
Yeah, so we've actually just launched it, and we've got another promotion because we love promotions on Cliff Central.
Bring it.
The promotion is fee-free. I mean, we've done this a few times, but essentially you don't have to pay a single thing if you want to buy Uniswap. It's only if you want to sell. So what we're saying is really, you know, put a little bit of money into this. It'll cost you nothing to get in, and we'd recommend holding on for the longer term. The idea with Uniswap as well, so sort of what Uniswap is looking to do, is they're already the biggest decentralized exchange in the world. I'll be lying if I told you the exact exchange volumes, but you're looking at well over $1 billion a day. Now, with that sort of exchange volumes, I mean, if you're thinking into the future, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, all of a sudden you've got mainstream assets, stocks, potentially properties, private assets, other weird legal ownership deeds and whatnot that you're able to trade over blockchains. Now, currently, and this is how nascent this entire asset class is and this entire industry is, you've only really got Germany and Singapore and Switzerland have got to this point as well that acknowledge digital asset ownership on a blockchain. So let me put it this way. Imagine I go buy a really expensive Rolex, right? Now, I want to be able to sell that Rolex to somebody else. Currently, we either have to enter into very old-fashioned, and old-fashioned is what the entire world uses right now, legal agreement that is either digital or on paper, and you have to sign that. Sometimes you have to sign that with wet ink, which I also find that's fascinating. A little squiggle that represents, you know, your name.
Is that true? You actually have to use wet ink? That's one of the rules?
Believe it or not, I have to actually head over to Germany to physically go into a bank branch to open a bank account because they need wet ink on the
That's page. Insane. That's so old school.
Yeah. So no, that's exactly it. But I'm saying that with that Rolex purchase, if I want to sell that later on, I mean, somebody's going to be trusting this agreement that I had on purchase, right? Instead of having that sitting on a blockchain, that digital, you could essentially say, well, listen, this Rolex has got some serial number on it. And on the blockchain, you know, we could essentially create a little token and it says, well, this watch has, you know, the serial number. This is the date that the transaction took place.
Right.
All of a sudden, when somebody wants to buy this later on, fantastic. They look there. Well, this is a digital immutable record saying this is what took place. It's a lot. I mean, for me, it's like night and day. Of course, you would choose that over, you know, some digital certificate that you could potentially, sorry, some physical certificate that you could forge potentially. So the use case here is really huge. I mean, it's really exciting.
I'm sold on the idea of buying some Uni. So what's the easiest way to do this on Revix.com?
It's as easy as buying every other asset. You can sign up for an account. As I said before, we should be able to verify you in a few minutes, up to 24 hours if you send us dodgy selfies and all the rest, because we need to do a selfie and compare that to your ID document. From there, you can make a deposit as little as 150 Rand and buy some Uni absolutely fee-free.
That's fantastic. All right. So go along and you can get some of this special promotion. And it's always good because Revix makes sure it's worth your while. They're not just offering you like a little percent off here or 2% off there. You were doubling our money just the other day. And now you're telling us we could buy some Uni for what? No fees at all. That's fantastic.
No Uniswap. And then just one thing to add to this as well, because we're talking about DeFi. I mentioned a while ago that we launched those flexible savings vaults. Now we've got a lot more coming out with that, but you can currently go, and this is all decentralized finance, right? We technically are just making it really easy to access the world of DeFi. And if you go, you can look at our USDC savings product. So this is a dollar-backed stable coin that you're able to buy and then earn an interest rate on that's, you know, 4 to 7%. It does vary, but 4 to 7% as things stand now. Now, 4 to 7% dollar-based interest is pretty great, right? It's about 50 times more than you earn in a US bank. So that's another big opportunity. And that's just really the beauty of decentralized finance, right? The banks aren't making the money. You are the people that are getting involved in the space.
I love it. Thank you, Sean. Always good to check in with you. You can find out more by going to @Revix, R-E-V-I-X, invest on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or just go straight to the website, revix.com, and you can sign up for free, verify your ID, add funds, select the bundle of your choice, and wow, you've got a diversified portfolio. Makes perfect sense. By the way, will SNX's Quenta be able to take on Uniswap as the largest DEX? This is like not even English. Does Dave, does that mean anything to you, Sean?
That's a good question.
Is it? I wouldn't even know. Is that Klasa, Bulela?
That's crypto. That's even worse. That's like, that's the, no, that's the reason we exist, by the way.
Is that would be crypto. Cryptocurrency. That's a different, okay. Yeah.
So Sean, what does this mean? Take us through Dave's question here. This is what I love, is our audience is smarter than we could ever be. And I know you're the only one out of all of us who knows what the hell this is. SNX's Quenta and then DEX. What are we talking about?
SNX is another cryptocurrency. I'm actually not familiar with Quenta, but I presume it must be some sort of a DEX upgrade. So DEX stands for decentralized exchange, just so you know, okay. That as well. So right. It's just really, we'll this other tokens, cryptocurrency or decentralized cryptocurrency exchange, be able to compare with Uniswap. And the truth is, okay, so taking a little step back and not to take up too much time, but because these are open source protocols, you can essentially go and copy the code line for line of the entire project. I mean, you would never be able to go to the JSE and say, listen, you know, just give us your entire trading program, the way everyone trades, and just give us all the code. You'd never get that. But with most cryptocurrency projects, you can just go ahead and do that. So what recently happened, and recently is about a year ago, you had the world's biggest exchange being Uniswap, which just forked. They literally just said, no, listen, let's copy the code and create a new cryptocurrency. And then crypto, because everything's weird, they decided to name it Pancake. It's the Pancake Exchange. And I'm not even joking with you. They sucked all of this liquidity, all of the money that was sitting on Uniswap over to PancakeSwap. And yeah, it's fascinating and really weird, but that's like what true capitalism and economics at play kind of does, right? I mean, if you're able, if you've got a project that you can copy, of course, somebody's going to come along and copy it and try to do better.
Yeah.
So that's also the interesting thing in this space, is these guys and girls are having to be really innovative. So you're dealing with smart people at the other side of this as well.
And there's no single human being who's better than all of us when we're working in our different interests. And capitalism is this incredible computational model where everybody's supply and demand needs are put into the system, and then it figures itself out. It's not like central planning where you have one government bureaucrat who decides all this stuff, or the Reserve Bank and its small board of people or whoever. So it's obviously the way of the future. I love it. Sean, thanks so much, man.
Awesome, guys. Thanks again for having me. Have a good week.
Cheers, cheers. You see, I knew when we asked that question from David, I knew Sean would know what to do with it. There's no way I would be able to interpret that. It doesn't even sound like English to me, right?
Like, what in the ABC equals ZYR divided by TB2? Like, no, bro. Like
algebra, that higher grade algebra that we ended up doing right at the end of matric. You know, just too much for me. Anyway, good stuff. So if you want to find out more, go to Revix, R-E-V-I-X.com. CliffCentral.com.